Falson laughs. Is that your aching heel, mate? Don't want her to know.
Falson has caught the scent of Kartik's fear, and he wants blood. He presses the knife hard to Kartik's throat, but his words to me are harder.
He went blooming mad in the end. Started seeing Amar in his head. Old Amar had a message for him. You'll be the death of her brother. And whatever he saw next must have been awful indeed, because he screamed and screamed till he didn't have no screams left, and there weren't nothing but air coming. And that's when I knew I'd broken him after all.
Falson's angry grin spreads.
But I can see why he wouldn't want to tell you that story.
Kartik's eyes are moist. He seems broken again, and I should like to kill Falson for what he did. I won't let Kartik be hurt again, not while I can stop it. It's Achilles, I say. Falson's knife falters for a moment.
What?
Achilles' heel, not aching heel, you bloody stupid fool. His eyes go wide as he laughs.
Oh, that's a pretty mouth you've got, love. When I finish with him, I'll cut it wide open.
No, I think not. Quickly as a hare, I've got my hand on his arm. Power rushes through me like the Thames itself. Fierce light fills the tunnel, catching the look of frightened surprise on Falson's face as we're joined, his thoughts pulsing through mine. His bully rage and cruelty run through my veins for only a second. They are replaced by a fleeting memory. A small boy, a dark kitchen, a pot of water, and a large, scowling woman, her lips tight in a sneer. I don't know what it means, but I feel the child's dread. Indeed, my stomach tightens in fear. It is gone in an instant, and now the magic is fully alive in me. Yes, I say, I lied, and now I shall have to ask you to remain here, Mr. Falson. I harness the magic to shape what's in his mind and in the goons' minds as well. You cannot follow. I don't say it, but the effect is the same. Mr. Falson is surprised to find that his legs will not obey his commands. They are frozen in place. The knife falls from his fingers. His hands hang limply at his sides, and Kartik is freed. Falson's hooligans can only look to each other as if they might discover an explanation. Try as they might, they cannot move.
What are you doing to me, you witch?
Falson screeches. You brought this on yourself, Mr. Falson, I reply. You are to leave my brother alone. Falson strains to free himself.
Turn me loose, or I'll tear you apart.
That's quite enough. Promise me. He grins, and his defiance infuriates me.
The only thing I'll promise you is this. I don't care about any of it now. It's you and me. I'll come for you, you little witch. You'll beg for mercy.